It's lunchtime at the Quayside restaurants in Whitby, and things are just starting to get busy.
Yeah, which is good. You know, it's nice sunny weather, people are coming to Whitby. We always expect it to be quite busy, but obviously the sunny weather has been busier than we sort of have expected slightly.
Stuart Fusco runs this award-winning fish and chip restaurant.
Obviously won the award last year, so it's been a fantastic attraction for people to come to Whitby. You know, it's not just for us. You know, it's put Whitby on the map even more than it is.
The general election, it's happening on TV, is it happening in Whitby?
I don't think so, no. I haven't seen anything really, apart from a couple of flies through the doors. I think that's about it, really.
There are many different battlegrounds in this particular election. One of the key battlegrounds will be the debate about the future of the UK economy.
Hello.
Greetings.
Good morning.
I'm David.
If
there's a tea going, that'd be lovely. Just, yeah. And for a small business owner like Matthew Brown and his partner Craig, who run the B&B called Dylan's of Whitby, the economic debate in this election has so far seemed very distant.
The big things, really, from our point of view, is always going to be things like personal tax allowance, the suspension of small business rate. You know, a large number of SMEs in the United Kingdom trade up to around the VAT threshold. Crossing that threshold suddenly means you have to take an extra 20% in turnover. That's a huge amount of work, in our case, a lot of bacon and eggs, in order to come back into profit.
Politicians of all colours over the last 5 years have talked about ideas such as regional growth funds, city deals and local enterprise partnerships, none of which have benefited Whitby directly, but for Matthew they do have a certain kind of appeal.
I think the problem is that what we see happening regionally is cities like Leeds, like Teesside in the northeast, really embracing new initiatives, and I sometimes worry that perhaps we, as you know, as a Scarborough borough, maybe not as quick on the uptake as we could be. And it worries me that we'll lose out, if you like. Though we have succeeded, we've been forgotten, and in being forgotten, we're going to miss the train because politics changes.
Whitby, as we know, is a tourist hotspot with a self-supporting economy of sorts. Initiatives devised elsewhere will never suit entirely this famous town. But the political and current economic debate is still important to people who live here all year round, just like Frankie, who's aged 18.
I always sort of say that people treat Whitby like a toy town and they don't actually realise that there's people who live here and earn money here. The way sometimes when I'm waiting, people talk to me, it's as if like I'm just here 9 till 5 and then I just disappear. I don't actually have a home to go to and I don't have a shop to go and do in the evening.
Visitors to Whitby, just like general elections, come and go. But for Frankie, will the campaign and the current economic debate change how she views her future prospects in this iconic seaside town?
Definitely say there was quite a lot pulling you away. You know, for things like house prices, I mean, I don't think I could afford as a student straight coming out of university. I would not be able to afford to live in a house in Whitby and buy one myself. I don't even know if I'd be able to afford to rent, and that really does distress me.
If you have aspiration, you have to leave Whitby, is that how it feels?
Personally, I would say so, yeah. If you've got aspirations that involve sort of not working based around the tourism industry, you do have to leave, yeah.